This shir is dedicated to Ilui Nishmosa Shelo Isha HaChashuvo, Rochel Leia Basab Chaim Moshe HaKoyen, the late mother of our dear friend Shiabod L'Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Orlinsky, Henry Orlinsky, as many of you know him. We are still in the Shloshim of his mother's Ptira. She should be a Meretz Yosha for the entire family. The shir is also dedicated to Ilui Nishmosa of our dear and unforgettable friend, Chaim Feigenbaum. Chaim Yisocho ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, Shiabod L'Chaim Toivim Aruchim, Yishud Be'amer Tzioisha, for his beautiful family. The topic we will be discussing today is a fascinating one, and it is very, very relevant. When Moshe Rabbeinu addresses Bnei Gad u'Bnei Reuven, they ask to have their Nachla on the other side of the Jordan. Ma'eva le'yarden, and Moshe says, okay, you could have your way. However, first you have to be the spearhead in Melchemes Mitzvah. Va'avar lachem kol cholot tzayarden afnei Hashem ad horishias oivav miponov, and it is then v'nich b'sho'oretz lefnei Hashem v'achar toshuvu v'heyisem nekiyem mi'Hashem u'mi'Yisroel. V'heyisem nekiyem mi'Hashem u'mi'Yisroel. And this is a very basic and important moral principle. As the Mishnah says in Masechet Shkolim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Chayev Odom Letzeis Yedei Choyves Abriyas, Kishem Shechayev Letzeis Yedei Choyves Amokoyim. You have to be clean and have a sterling image and reputation, not only between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between you and your fellow people. So the Mishnah says, Misha Torem as Elishka, the guy that had to be Torem Delishka, couldn't go in with a garment that has pockets or with anything where money could be concealed. He couldn't even wear tefillin, lest people might think that he took the parshias out of his tefillin and he put some money in there. V'yisim nekiyim yashem miYisrael tzorach odam lutzeis yedei choyves abris. Is this concept min haTorah midrabanan? Well, if the Mishnah says it is based on a posuk in this week's parsha, v'yisim nekiyim, obviously it's min haTorah. The Yerushalmi on the spot of Masechet Shkolim says tzorach odam lutzeis yedei choyves abris. Dovah zeh lamadnu min haTorah min haNeviim u'min haKesuvim. The Nevi'im, the Posek in Yehoshua, is not found in the Mishnah. That is the addition of the Yerushalmi. But the Mishnah does bring two sources. Min haTorah, v'yisim nekiyim Hashem miYisrael, and from Sefer Mishlei, from the Ksuvim, v'motzochein v'sechel toiv be'enei Elohim v'odom. Be'enei Elohim v'odom. A person has to find chein and sechel toiv not only in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, also in the eyes of his fellow men. The same principle we learn from additional sources in Shas, Shabbos Chof Gimel Omed Aleph, when the Gemara says, Manolan dechashdinan lachashda. How do we know that a person has to be careful not to put himself in a situation in which people might be choshed b'ksheirim? We learn this from Peya. Mepnei arbo advorim omre toder aniach peya besof sedei. One of them is if the peya wouldn't be at the edge of the field, people wouldn't notice that he set aside peya for the aniyim, and they would be choshed that he was mevatel a mitzvah, and therefore it is from Hilchas peya that we know that a person has to be choshed shlechashto. An additional source in Yevomis Chof Dalad Amid Beis, it is here that we learn from another posuk in Mishlei, so these sources obviously would indicate that it's a din d'oraisa. However, regarding a specific aloha of chashda, the Rosh claims Masechet Beitza Perek Aleph Siman Yud Daled that if we have a sofik in this aloha, tzveikei d'rabbanan al hakilah. So obviously, the Rosh maintains that chashda ve'yisim nekiyim is only mid'rabbanan. Maybe the posik is an asmacht, as we find many places in Shas. No, I think the proper understanding, the proper interpretation should be this. I made it clear many occasions, many opportunities, that there are many mitzvahs that are midrabanan, aval ikron min haTorah. Sometimes in the Torah we have a basic principle, but the details, the specifics, are midrabanan. The example I usually bring is the first halacha in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Ovel in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Bikur Cholim, Hachnosas Kala, Gemilas Chosodim, these are all mitzvahs medivrei sofrim, mitzvahs midrabanan. However, they are all included in V'yahavtu l'reachu kemoicho. So this seems to be an obvious contradiction. If it's V'yahavtu l'reachu kemoicho, well, that is a posik in the Torah. How would we say that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan? I think the answer is a very simple one. It is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. However, it is based on a concept that's min haTorah. The Torah says, V'yahavtu l'reachu kemoicho, you must love every fellow person. How is one supposed to express that love? And exactly what is he supposed to do? To what effect is he obligated? That is medivrei sofer. Even though the basic concept is min haTorah, but the specs, the details, are midrabanan. And I think the same understanding could be applied in our sugya. The basic principle is min haTorah. We learn it from the Pasuk V'yishem Elokim Hashem U'Yisrael, from Divrei Nevi'im, from Divrei Ksuvim, from the mitzvah of Peah. Exactly how do we apply this principle? What are the obligations? What are the details? What are the specifics? Those are midrabanan. And this is a basic concept, a basic idea that we find in many, many different sugyas. So, this is step number one. We are dealing with a concept that's min haTorah. We learned from V'yishem Elokim, and even though the details are midrabanan. In Shas, we find many sugyas based on Maras Ayin or Chashda. Sometimes the Lashon of the Gemara is Chashda, like Shabbos Chof Gimel, many other sources. Sometimes the formulation is Maras Ayin. Basically, I feel, and I gave an expression to this feeling many different shiurim, many different occasions, that when we find two different formulations in Chazal, they usually reflect two different ideas. It is not reasonable that the same idea is expressed in different words and different formulations. So how do we define Chashda, and how do we define Marasai? So I once thought that the difference is this. Wherever the Gemara says Chashda, the Cheshash is people will see me doing something and they might think that I am an Oiver Aveira. And that goes against V'yishem Elokim Hashem U'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Jews to respect each other, to love each other, to cherish each other and admire each other, and therefore a person should not act in a way in which he brings upon himself a negative attitude. He should not act or interact in a way in which people might think he is a transgressor. He's an Oiver Aveira. And that is the concept of Chashda. People will be choshed him. Whenever we find Maras Ayin, maybe it's a different principle. People will see him act in a certain way and they will mistakenly think he is doing the right thing, and they will learn from him to act in a negative manner. They will learn from him to do bad things. That is Maris Ayin. I have become aware that some of the greatest Achronim offer this interpretation. Shalas Tshuvas Chesed Lavrom, Chelek Aleph Simachof Aleph. The Chesed Lavrom was the Rov of Buchach. He was an Einikel, the grandson of the great Nesivus HaMishpat. His name was Agon Reb Avrom Teomim. So he brings this interpretation in the name of his great-grandfather, the Nesivus, Reb Shlomo Kluger, Shalas Tshuvas Uvachartu B'chaim Simen Samaches. But at second thought, no, I don't think this is right, because it contradicts many Rashi's and even Chazal. For instance, in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis, we learn that a person should not bow down in the presence of Avodah Zarah, even though he has no intention of worshipping an idol. If you dropped a coin, you cannot bend down to pick up the coin if there's Avodah Zarah in your proximity, because people might think you're an Oved Avodah Zarah. And the Loshon of the Gemara is Maris Ayin. Rashi on the spot said, Shaharo Eyu Chushdoi Bidvar Avera. So the Gemara says Maris Ayin, and Rashi says Chashad. Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Misha Nashlo Kelev B'mayim Asur Lishotchan B'chama. If you were out in the rain, or you fell into a puddle, and your garments are wet, you cannot hang them to dry in the sun. The Gemara says Marasayin, and Rashi said Shiach Shidubo Shiki Besed B'gadav. So we see at least two sources in which the Gemara says Marasayin. Rashi says Chashad. Shabbos Chov Gimel. I mentioned the Gemara before. Mepnei Arbo Dvorim Tzarich Adam L'Haniach Pea B'Sof Sadehu. One of them is Chashad. So the Loshon of the Gemara Shabbos Chov Gimel is Chashad. But the source of this idea is the Tosefta and the first Perek of Pea. And the Loshon of the Tosefta is Maris Ayin. That is also the Loshon of the Yerushalmi, the first Perek of Pea. So Chazal themselves in Yerushalmi and Tosefta use the concept of Maris Ayin, while in Shabbos Chov Gimel, the same idea, the same Braisa, is Chashad. Therefore, I think that Chashad and Marasayin are just two different Lashonis, Mishmoz, Dosh, and Niki Beneu, but they are basically the same concept. We do find many sources in Shas and in other Chazalim in which Chazal were afraid sometimes that people might learn from us to do the wrong things, and therefore a person shouldn't act in public in a way in which people mistakenly will learn from him to do the wrong thing. Yumedav Peivav Amedalef, the Gemara deals with Chilul Hashem, and Rav says, Kigana no, Isha kin labista metafcha v'lo yehiv nedom ali altar, that's a Chilul Hashem, and Rashi writes, people might learn from him to be mezalzal and gezel. Pchoyres dav gimel amed beis. Chazal were choshes that people will learn from Rav Meri, and they will do a transaction to be mafkia kedushas bechora in the wrong way. Yerushalmi and Trumis daf hei omed alef. This is a Yerushalmi, not the Bavli. Asru letrom mizeisim al shemen, because people might not interpret his actions in the right way, and they will learn from him to do the wrong thing. So we do find in Chazal that chashash. But what I am rejecting is the suggestion that wherever we find Maris Ayin, the Chashash is to learn from him, and when we find Chashad, the Chashash is there will be Chashadim. No, that doesn't stick, as we proved from various sources. Many questions come up in the area of Maris Ayin. Let me just mention a few that I dealt with throughout the years. There are many coffee whiteners today. So when you want to drink a coffee and you don't want a dark black coffee, and you can't use milk, then there are different whiteners. Could a person drink white coffee, meaning using a whitener in a fleishig meal? Or would that be a problem of marasayin? We have part of a salami, part of a schnitzel, part of a nakmikiyot. Some of them look exactly like the fleishige one. So could you have a par of a schnitzel from soybeans in a milchige meal? Would that be a problem of Maris Ayin? Well, in Hilchas Basa B'cholov, we find a similar discussion. There are some forms of milk or some things that look like milk and they aren't actually milk. Simen Pei Zayin Siv Gimel, the Mechaber deals with Cholov Shkedim. One cannot use Cholov Shkedim together with meat, even though it's almonds, it's not milchig, but it looks like milk, and therefore It's a problem of Mara Zayin. Pei Zayin Siv Dalet, human milk. There is no Isra of Basa B'chalav. However, there is a Cheshash of Maris Ayin. On the other hand, in Semeresh Tzadik Chesif Alef in Yored Deyah, dealing with the din of Kilei Begodim, of Shatnez, we find an extremely interesting phenomenon. It's a Mishnah Mefereshes in Klayim Perek Tes that HaKelach V'Hashiraim Meshi is also in Tzemeh V'Pishtan because of Maris Ayin. One of the two resembles Tzemeh, the other resembles Pishtan. V'Rosh on Mesechet Klayim and also on Hilchas Klayim at the end of Perek Tes of Mesechet Nida, the Rosh says that was only once upon a time. But Big Day Meshi are very common amongst us, and therefore there no longer is a Cheshash of Maris Ayin. So what we see from the Rosh is that when something becomes common and commonplace, and there no longer is any reason that people will confuse it with either Tzemen or Pishtan, or with the Dvar Isser, even though this is a rabbinical decree, this is a Mishnah, but when there no longer is a reasonable chashash of Maris Ayin, there is no Isser. So what we learn from this Rosh is that when something becomes commonplace, and it isn't reasonable that people will think he's Oyver and Isser, why should a decent person be Toyla be Isser if he can be Toyla be Heter? There no longer is an Isser of Maris Ayin. And this is accepted halachic ruling. I just give two very common and basic mishalim, or two very common and basic examples. One is most from women, Haredi women, Dati women wear wigs. Some of the wigs actually resemble human hair. So why wouldn't there be an Isser of Maris Ayin? One must assume, because it is so commonplace, and the vast majority of Frim women wear wigs, and therefore, why should anybody be Toyla Be'Isser and be Choshed B'Ksherim? It is far more reasonable that people would assume that that is not uncovered here, but rather a wig. Or shaving machines, shavers. Well, there is a Isidioraisa of shaving with a tar. Some people are clean shaven, Bederech Heter. Why wouldn't there be an Isser of Maris Ayin? We must assume the same principle. So the question boils down to today, when Parvish Nisal is so commonplace, and so are coffee whiteners, would there still be a cheshash of Maris Ayin or cheshad? But this takes us back to the halacha of Chol of Shkedim. Obviously, people used Chol of Shkedim. Otherwise, why would the poskim deal with this question? We must assume that some people used Chol of Shkedim, but it wasn't very broadly accepted, and therefore there still would be a cheshash of Maris Ayin. So my feeling is, regarding coffee whiteners, we are living in an age of plenty, and we are living in the info age, and therefore everybody knows everything. But I still think that the vast majority of coffee that people drink, if it's light coffee, it's because they use milk. Very few people use different whiteners. The only place I see coffee whiteners are in the kosher meals on my flights. In my house, I never had any whiteners, and most houses I visited, I haven't seen that stuff. So it still is a very minimal amount used, and therefore I think there would be a cheshash of Maris Ayin. I cannot say the same regarding soy schnitzel. I really didn't do any research nor statistics. But the solution of this dilemma is a very simple one, and it is based on a sugya increases the Chof Aleph Amid Beis. The simone hechshor of fish are a snappy of ikaskesis. So sometimes if you skin a fish and you take the scales off, it looks like a dagtome, an impure fish. And that would be an issur of marasayin. However, if you leave some scales on the table, it is enough to annul the chashash of marasayin. Because people will understand and assume that why are there some scales left on your plate, on your dish, on the platter, on the table? It is only because to convey the message and to indicate that this is a kosher fish and therefore there would be no chashash of marasai. Regarding chol of shkedim, the same concept is found in the Shulchan Aruch, in the above mentioned source, Siman Pei Zayin Siv Gimel. If you leave some shkedim on the table, that would be enough to annul the chashash of marasayim. So if you're in the middle of a fleishig meal and you want to use coffee whiteners, just leave the jar on the table, or whatever it is. Leave it on the table, leave the package on the table, and people won't understand that you haven't been using milk, but rather a whitener, and therefore in that case, there would be no chashash of Marasai. I mentioned the Chiddush of the Rosh, and that is Halacha Psukim in Shulchan Aruch. In our days, because it is so common, big day meshi, there no longer is the chashash of Marasai. But this seems to be a tremendous Chiddush, because this is an issa that we find in the Mishnah. And generally, we know that Gzeres Chachomim are intact, even though the Cheshash upon which those Gzeres are based may no longer seem reasonable. And this is a concept we find in Beit Zedaf Hei, and it is a broadly accepted concept. So how would we understand an issa that we find explicitly in the Mishnah, in Masechet Klayim, and the Rosh comes along, and that is the Psak in Shulchan Aruch? Because in our days, it is no longer reasonable, there would not be an issa. On the other hand, we do not find, either in Mishnah or in Gemara, the chashash of marasai and chashda regarding chol of shkedim or chol of isho. And the source of these halachas are Tshuvas HaRashba and other Rishonim and Poskim. Usually, we say, Ein lecho ela ma she'osor chachamim. We don't have the authority to add on new isurim and new gzeiros. So in this area of marasayin, everything is turned upside down. What they asked in the Mishnah, we are matia. And what nowhere found in Mishnah or Gemara, we aser. This brings me to a conclusion, which is an interesting observation. My interpretation would be, marasayin is not a takona, it's not a gezeira, it's a sevora. The Torah teaches us, v'yisim nakiyim Hashem v'yisor. This is a principle. And therefore, Chazal say, any situation which is detrimental to v'yisim nakiyim, which contradicts v'yisim nakiyim, those situations are always prohibited. And wherever we find in Shas the Chashash of Marasayin, that is the way we must understand it. So we're not dealing with Takonas or Gzeres or decrees, but rather with Sevoras. And therefore, they aren't fixed. We say when there is a reasonable Chashash of Marasayin, that is prohibited. When that chashash is no longer reasonable, there would be no issa. So this is a new way of looking at the concept of marasayin and a new definition. We are not dealing with gzeres or tekonas chachamim, but rather with a basic principle and its interpretation. Its interpretation, lefi hamokoim, lefi hazman, or lefi ha'inyan. An additional topic regarding the sugya of chashad and marasayin is the question whether we make a brocha on a mitzvah that is mishum chashad. So on Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, in the sugya of Ner Chanukah, there's a halacha. A house that has two different entrances, two different sides, we have to light the Ner Chanukah in each of those entrances. Mishum chashad, lest people think that the person didn't light and he wasn't makayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Ran on the spot comments that we do not say a brocha on the second Pesach because it's only mishum chashad. And that is also the psak of the Ramon, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. On the other hand, there's a sugya in Chulin, Daf Ayin Daled Ayin Hey, regarding Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua is a calf found in the belly of the mother after the shechita of the mother cow. That calf requires no shechita, and the shechita of the mother is sufficient to permit consuming the flesh of the calf. However, if the calf stepped onto the ground at any stage, we want to eat its flesh, its meat, we need shechita mishumaris ayin. Chuvas HaRashba paskins that we do not need any, that we do say a brocha, because it's like any other mitzvah d'rabbon. Psamim Rosh is a sefer attributed to the Rosh. There is a big controversy regarding the authenticity of this sefer. Rav Mordechai Benet, and I'm an enikel of Rav Mordechai Benet, argued that it's a forgery. But some gedalim quote the Psamim Rosh, including Rabbi Kiva Eger. So the Psamim Rosh argues that we do not say a brocha on the shechita of a ben pekua because it's only mishum chashad, and therefore would have the same halacha of chotzah sheyesh lo shnei psochim. The Rama seems to contradict himself, because regarding Ner Chanukah he paskins that we do not say a brocha. However, in Yoredeya Siman Yud Gimel he paskins that we do say a brocha, even though it is only mishum chashad. I dealt with this question, this very interesting question. Many achronim deal with this obvious contradiction between the two different sources, and I wrote my opinion at length in Minchas Osho on Moyadim, the sefer that was printed some years ago, Siman Yud Aleph, Minchas Osho Moyadim, Chanukah. That is the second volume, Minchas Osho Moyadim. And I wrote my opinion in that sefer. Amongst other comments, I dealt with the question of the Chacham Tzvi. Only once in Shas do Chazal ask, Menolam de Chayshinan lechashta. Even though there are many sugis in Shas regarding Chashta, some of them we dealt with today, but only in Shabbos Chof Gimel and the sugi of Chotzah Shesh Roshnei Psochim, Tzicha Shtei Neirois, Mishum Chashta, the Gemara asks, Menolam de Chayshinan lechashta. And the Gemara responds, bringing a raya that we are Choshesh Mishum Chashta, from Reb Shimon, Mishum arba devorim omre toire, shemitzvah aniach peya besof sedeu. So why is it only here that Chazal ask menolam dechashina lechashta, and why do Chazal bring dafke this source of peya and not the many other halachas that are mishum chashta? My opinion is, as I wrote in the sefer on Moyadim, wherever we find the concept of chashda and shas, that is only people might be choshed that you transgressed, that you were over an issa, that you stole, that you cheated, that you were over and you were nana from the k'toiris or from lechem aponim or many other sugis regarding chashda. There is only one sugya of shas that chazal were choshed, that people would be choshed that a person violated the mitzvahs asay. B'sheva al-tais. And that is only Chotzer Shiyesh Shnei Psochim. The only source in which Chazal were choshesh that people might say, not yet that you did something wrong, but that you did not do something right. And you violated, you were not mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And that is why Chazal asked, Manolan dechashin al chashda? And that is why Chazal brought the one only other source in which we find chashda, be mitzvahs asay. The Torah says one has to leave peah beketzei sedeyu, because people might not notice that he left peah in the middle of the field, and they might think that he did not be mafresh peah. That is what is unique about this specific sugi in Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel. So today we dealt with the concept of Marasai and Achashda, and we started off the shiur with the Vachadik Parsha, with this week's Parsha, V'yisim Nekiyim Yashem Ami Yisrael, Mekan Shetzorech Odom Letzei Sidechoy V'Sabriyas, Kederech Shehu Yoytze Yedechoy V'Shamokoyim. And this is one of the most difficult obligations a person could have. Kama Kashe Letzei Sidechoy V'Sabriyas. There is an unbelievable tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. Shalos HaTshuvas Chasam Sofer Chelek Vav Semen Nun Tes. And this is the most special tshuva in the entire Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. How do I dare make such a statement? Because this tshuva is unique. In this tshuva there is no chiddush lahalacha, no chiddush in lamdas, no chiddush whatsoever. The entire tshuva is actually a letter, a michtav chizuk that the Chasam Sofer writes, obviously to one of his talmidim. A letter from the beginning to the end is divrei Musa and divrei chizuk. Obviously, that disciple of the Chasam Sofer was a great Talmud Chochem, and he had a lot of problems with his kehila, with people that didn't understand him. He had a lot of radifis, and the Chasam Sofer writes divrei chizuk. And he starts off the tshuva with a posuk v'yisim nekiyim mi'Hashem u'mi'Yisroel. And he writes in a poetical way, Shnei rochvim tzmudim al gabo shel adam v'kosha letzeis yedechoy v'sorachroin min harishoy. It is like two riders on the back of a horse, on the back of every human being. V'yisim nekiyim mi'Hashem u'mi'Yisroel. And it is far more difficult, let's say, Sidechoy Vesabrias, than it is, let's say, Sidechoy Veshamokim. Loines Kararodate Shalach Samsoiferat Shekosav. Tameya Ani. I wonder, writes the Samsoifer, if there was ever a human being that really was Yoitziye Dechoy Vesabrias. What a statement! I wonder though whether anybody was ever Yoitze Yedechoy V'Sabriyas B'Shleimus. Even Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, who were instructed by Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how to be Yoitze Yedechoy V'Sabriyas. V'Nechletzu Lefnei Ha'am, they were the scouts, they were the spearhead in Melchemes HaMitzvah. They were the ones that went ahead of the camp to fight for Eretz Yisrael. And obviously, even they were not Yoitzi Yedechoy V'Sabriyas, because in Medrash Rabbe, in Parshas Matos, the Medrash says that Bnei God and Bnei Reuven Golu Rishayno, when the Yidden, when the Jews exiled from their land, they were the first Shvatim that were expelled. And Chazal, Darshan HaPosek in Mishlei, Nachlu mivoholo. That is how Chazal, according to this posik, define the Nachlo of Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. So the Chasam Sofer says, even they weren't Yoitzi Yedechoy V'Sabriyas in its fullest. So as the Chasam Sofer writes, it is far easier to be Yoitzi Yedechoy V'Samokan than it is to be Yoitzi Yedechoy V'Sabriyas, but nevertheless, we have to try. And we have to do our utmost, liot nikiyim be'enei Hashem v'Yisrael, limtzeichen v'seichel toiv be'enei Elokim v'Odo. I gave a lot of thought to the question, why is this so important? On one hand, the Balei Musar totally scorn people that live for others. Why is it so important to busy ourselves, Ma Yoimru Habriyos, what people will say, what people will think? We have come to this world to serve a Kodesh Baruch. So why is it so important, let's say, Sidei Choyves Habriyos? And Chazal seemed to indicate that the obligation, the mitzvah, let's say, Sidei Choyves Habriyos, is in, at par with the mitzvah Sidei Choyves Hamokim. That is what the pasuk seems to indicate. I think the explanation is in Yumed Daf Pei Vav Amud Alef. Heichadomi Chilul Hashem. What would be defined and considered Chilul Hashem? The greatest Amiroim deal with this question. Rav says, if I go into a shop and I make a purchase and I take anything and I don't pay on the spot, even though the shopkeeper is ready, you know, to wait for payment, that is Chilul Hashem. Rashi says, maybe a bystander will think that I took something without paying. That is either Marasayan or Chashda, but the Gemara says that is Chilul Hashem. And in that same sugya, Chazal say, what is the mitzvah of Vio Haftoh Es Hashem Elokecho Ahaveu Al Abriyos? Zeh Shalomet Toira, Dibura Benachas Em Abriyos, Masoe Vemetone Be'emuno, Abriyot Ma Umrim Alav, Ru'u Zeh Shalomet Toira Kamenu Amdrochov Kamen Metukanim Ma'asav, Ashraf Shalom Toira, Ashraf Rabbi Shalom Toira, Ashraf Oviv Shalom Toira, Shem Shumayim Esahev Al Yodri. And if a person learns Toira, Ve'ein Dibura Benachas Amabiyas, Ve'ein Masoe Ve'matone Be'emuna, what would people say about him? Ruze Shalom Toira, Kama Mechuarim Drachav, Kama Mekul Kalim Ma'asav, Oiloi Shalom Toira, Oilo Eviv, Oilo Rabboi Shalom Toira, So obviously, we are dealing with Chilul Hashem, with Kiddush Hashem. The greatest mitzvah is V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisro. And the most awful transgression is Chilul Hashem. So the concept of Chashdan V'yisim Nekiyim touches Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, and that's why it is so central, so significant, and so important. Two psukim are brought in the Mishnah in Shkolim, Ve'isim Nekiyim, Mi'Hashem U'Mi'Yisrael. Ve'motzachem ve'seichel tov be'eni elekim v'yodam. Ve'isim Nekiyim deals with a negative connotation. Ve'motzachem ve'seichel tov is a positive idea, positive definition. Keneged ma she'omru chazal, ראו זה שלום את תוירה כמה מקולקלים דרכיו, כמה מכוערים מעשיו, אוי לוי שלום את תוירו, כנגד זה אמרו, וישם נקיים מהשם ומישראל. On the other side of the same coin, if a person acts, reacts, and interacts with other people in the most positive way, and he is מקדש שם שמיים, and what do people say about him? כמה נעים דרכיו, כמה מתוקנים עשה, ושם שמיים עשה אבל יודו, כנגד זה אמרו, ומוצא חן ושכל טוב, בעיני אלוהיקים ועוד. So this is one of the most important lessons we have to learn from this week's parasha. כשם שצורך אודם לצי סידי חוי וסמוקוים, כך צורך הוא לצי סידי חוי וסביאס. We are in the midst of the 3 weeks, ימי אבלס. We lost the first Beis HaMikdash for lack of Ahavas Torah. We lost the second Beis HaMikdash because of Sinas Chinam. In the context of Marasayin, some of the halachas are Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, while others are Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. It is only if we achieve to Shleimus in both areas, in both spheres, that we will be fitting for the third Beis HaMikdash. Yehi Ratzon Shenizkeh Sheyeh Chelkeinu Emohim. We should be zeichet to Ahavas Torah. We should be zeichet to Ahavas Reim. Ahavas Yisrael. Kvoit Chaverim. And then we will be zeichet. Meheru Yebuna Beis HaMikdash. Kiyatu Hashem Be'esh Yitzato. O Be'esh Ato Osed Levnoisoi. B'mehero V'yomeinu. Amen.